people that are not a part of our community.
20 seconds.
Coming in and living there. So I am opposed to this. And as you can see, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Here I am. And there they are.
Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone else who wants to speak? Just a moment. Is there anyone else signed up to speak?
Excuse me. My name is Diane Shear, and I live at 151 Ashford, also in Country Farm Estates. And I have some concerns about rezoning. I'm afraid this is the camel with his nose in the tent. A year ago, I moved back to Missouri after living in a suburb of Dallas. When I was in Texas, I saw a developer come into my small bedroom community, and he managed to get one tiny subdivision rezoned. It was amazing what that did to the traffic in the area. What used to take 10 to 15 minutes to get into town is now 45 minutes to an hour, with cars backed up for miles. Of course, the developers made their money, they're long gone, and the residents are left with the aftermath. When I moved here, I specifically chose my area to be away from the tourism and the traffic. I knew what the zoning was, and I believe it was zoned that way for a reason. I'm not saying there isn't a place for nightly rentals. There are plenty of those areas in and around Branson that are designed for that. I'm not wanting to stop anyone from having a nightly rental business, but clearly this area, with one way in and one way out, was not designed for high traffic, especially when you have bad weather and people who have no idea how to drive in snow and ice. I get behind people on a sunny, hot day with out-of-state tags who can't navigate the curvy two-lane roads. And lastly, and as it's been stated before, these are not people who are invested in our neighborhood and our community. And it doesn't matter how high-end these rentals start out. Once the economy goes south or the market is saturated, they become discounted rentals, and our property values go in the tank. So I am opposed to this. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. We have another one there. We'll speak.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. My name is Jerry Niels. I'm the other half of Diane. I live 151 Ashford. And that is the concern. I think Fruit Farm Road wasn't designed for this type of business, and there's no shoulders on that road, as you all probably are aware of. And that was a thought that I had. I mean, when we first moved here, I had to be really careful going in and out of Fruit Farm Road because I wasn't familiar with the road at all. And now if we allow this, we're going to have people every day who are not familiar with this area coming in and out of Fruit Farm Road back to this R1 area. So that is a concern. And I'm a little confused on the change. Does this rezoning, the potential of this rezoning change, allow for additional buildings to be built on this property in addition to what's already there? Is that what I'm understanding?
We'll let the lady answer that when she gets up.
Okay. I'm just confused. That's all. Yeah, I was just going to ask for a clarification
on
that.
She can clear that up if she wishes.
All right. Well, anyway, I think everyone else has expressed our concern, and I would stand in opposition to this rezoning request. And I do appreciate it, gentlemen, ladies. Thank you, sir.
Anyone else that wants to speak in opposition?
Can I sign up and speak for, or do I
have to? You have to sign up to speak, Chris.
My name is Chris Meyer. I actually didn't come here to speak on this tonight, but after listening to everything, I thought I would speak. And I am familiar with where this lady has her other home. In fact, my parents live in a subdivision right behind where she has that other vacation rental. And so I go by that other vacation rental all the time to my parents' house. And I have never heard one issue from any of my parents or anybody in that subdivision with that house. that she currently runs there on Reinhardt Road. So I did want to make that comment. I think the other thing we have to realize, too, is, you know, with Dave Jones, he lives there every day, and he's coming and going every day. With a vacation rental, the occupancy is not every day. The average occupancy for a hotel in Branson is under 60%. So if you think about, if they're talking about traffic, first of all, we can't eliminate traffic on this road. A tourist can drive down that road today on their own, okay? And that, and so I think if you actually sit, if the concern is traffic, you may actually have less traffic because you don't have someone living in that house every day. And with less occupancy, that would effectively potentially mean less traffic. So typically when you have a home like this, it's going to be very high dollar to rent that. They can't rent it super cheap and make it pay. I mean, that's obvious just based on the cost that they have on it. So that's all I know. I just wanted to share those few facts with you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Chris.
First of all, to answer the question, would there be any other homes? If we replot this, and with that section of land being 3.99 acres or less, we would not have the privilege to add any other homes. So I don't want to add any other homes. The rest of the land all around it would be agricultural still. So I have no intention of adding another home. Quite frankly, it's enough just to do that home. And to answer the other question about the number of properties on my website, that is true. But I own 5 properties. That's all that I own. And every property that I own has its own land. I don't have any in resorts or developments. All the properties that I personally own are on their own land because that's what I love. I started this 18 years ago with one property. I did have people come to me and say, I see you're having success. Will you manage for me? I have never once advertised for management. I've only had people approach me, and I have developed a business where I either own or manage 63 total properties. So I'm not a deceptive person, and I feel bad if that person feels like I was deceptive. I was only saying I own 5 properties, and that's all I own. And this, And if you have any other questions, I'd love to answer those.
Is there any other questions from the committee?
I do just want to clarify
yes.
to what you just said. So you yes. are proposing now 3.9 acres
or less
for rezoning, and the rest will remain
agricultural.
Okay.
Because the reason that I did that is to assure everyone that I would not be building additional homes there. And so it was very important to me because I know the community is concerned, and I understand that. I mean, I understand.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I got one statement to add.
All right.
Because I've heard that she can't add another home. There's the accessory dwelling unit possibility, which is a conditional use permit in NR1, so the 3.9 to 2-acre parcel could come before the Planning Commission for another accessory dwelling unit. It could not be rented.
Yep.
So the statement of another nightly rental cannot be built.
But it would come before us before it happened.
Right, but the statement that no other dwelling could be built is not correct. There's a possibility another mother-in-law's quarter only for family, a guest house only, could be built with your approval. So, but
that's
no
a good
other
point
structure
for clarification.
For nightly rental.
Good point for clarification.
Thank you, Scott.
Any other questions for the meeting? No, you've already had your chance, sir.
Just curious if you guys discussed or considered a conditional use permit option.
No, I basically just chose the NR1. The reason being, this is a family business. I'm training my son right now to be involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make this kind of investment, I don't live in a home like this myself. I live here in Branson. I have a house here in Branson that's worth about $250,000. I don't live in a home like this. The only way it pays for me is to have it as a vacation rental. So the reason being is I wanted it to stay. You know, if I buy this And if I die in 2 years and my son takes over, which he's, we're training him now for that to be in my spot, it'd be pretty tough if we couldn't do, use it as a nightly rental after that. So that's why I chose the NR1. And to keep it in our family, because as you can see from the properties that I bought, I have bought them and I've kept them for years and invested in them to make them just what I wanted.
Okay, thank you. Sir, were you speaking in reference? I thought she answered your question.
I guess I just wanted to clarify. So the rezoning request is only for the 3.9 acres. Is that what I'm understanding? Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I?
No, we can't turn it loose.
Okay.
But I did want to make sure that he had had his question answered there. I don't want to cut anybody off on that. I think we have enough information perhaps now that... Do we have a motion on this?
You've got your motion to read once you get a...
Had what?
The motion to read for the rezone, the rezone motion.
Yeah. Do I have... I need a motion to rezone.
Yes, well, you've got
it's that.
To yeah. Read it after you get the motion. If we get a motion.
Scott, I would make the motion to approve 2024-024 rezone.
Do you have a second on that? Got a second on that. Is there any other discussion now that you want to talk about on this thing, or have we have a motion for a rezone on what is 22? A motion for rezone on 2024-024.
I think it's right here.
Remember,
we got you this old good verbiage.
Yeah, we
got
to do all the...
And this one has a contingency that we'd ask that the parcel would be no larger than 3.99 acres. It's that one right there. The motion to recommend approval.
All right, we've got a motion to recommend approval. For 24-024 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by David Navy Jones for the parcel located at 1098 Fruit Farm Road in Hollis, Missouri. Policy number 20-3005-000000060000 is proposed to be rezoned from A1 zoning to NR1 zoning district. What you got written in here, this is our future major subdivision split with a lot 99 acres and no smaller than two acres in the form of a resolution sent to the committee.
I'd like to make a correction on that. So it reads with a lot no larger than 3.99 acres and no smaller than 2.8 acres.
Well, this one's got no larger than 3, what I've got written in front of me here.
It shifts down to the next line. It's 3.99 acres and no smaller than 2.0.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't see anything about a 3.99.
The 99's on the next line.
That would be your contingency, that the rezone is only for a lot of that size. If it's split off to a 4.2 acre lot, then the rezone would not take effect.
3.99 acres.
Oh, they split the line right there at 3.99.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I apologize.
It confuses an old fellow. But anyway. All right. No larger than 3.99 and no smaller than 2 acres in the form of a resolution. Okay. Have we got that straight?
Yes, sir.
All right. Are we ready for a vote?
I have an opinion.
I want to hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
Nobody else does.
Well, I do.
People are sick of hearing me say this, and I'm going to say it again. We spent a long time trying to get a zoning map established instead of the permissive zoning that we had, which was unlike anything else in the state. We have a zoning map. People come into the Tannehill County,